Entrepreneur, founder, author, and financial advisor Mark Bernstein helps high-performing business owners turn their visions into reality. Through his innovative work and the Forward Focus Forums, Mark connects entrepreneurs to resources that fuel their success. Founders Forum is a radio show and podcast where entrepreneurs share their journeys, revealing the lessons they've learned and the stories behind their success. Join Mark and his guests for a mix of inspiration, valuable insights, and a little fun. Now, let's dive in.
Good morning, America. How are you? I ask that question every week rhetorically, but today I want to ask, really, how are you? Like, how are you doing? We're post-election. There's a lot of concern in the world. I don't get into politics on this show or religion, but there half the country thinks we're going to experience setbacks coming up. It's in the news every day. There are all kinds of things. So I'm just, respond. You can go on our website. You can go markjbernstein.com, markjbernstein.com. Write to me. Tell me how you are doing because, I'm concerned, but always concerned about how you're doing. Our guest today is Chris. I'll introduce him in a minute, but we've been talking about setbacks. And Chris, share your experience with setbacks and what they mean to you.
Setbacks for me, and I think we touched on this a little bit, are, I really like to dive into the language of that, right? Whether a setback is truly a setback or a reset. And I think I like to look at it in that manner, right? It's a fresh start. So if you think about it that way, every setback has the opportunity for you to begin again. And I think that's such a fascinating thing.
So for those who listen often, you probably know who Arlo is, my dog. And I was walking him this morning and it was time to return home because I had to drive into the station. And he said, he's looking at me like, I'm not going back. So if I say go back, he doesn't move. But I've trained him to reset. Of course, it takes a treat. Right. Give him a treat, say reset, and he turns around and we start going. So it's kind of funny that we use that same word. I use it for a different purpose. But we were also talking about this earlier, and I had said an interesting thing is that companies and organizations, when they have conferences off-site, they call them retreats. I think that's the worst word in the world you could use.
Yeah, and I believe you said what? Advancement, right?
Don't call it a retreat, call it an advance.
1,000%.
You're doing it to move forward. You're not doing it to go backward. Why would you call it a retreat, right? Right, Lex? We have a very expressive engineer today. I like it. She's part of the conversation. So turn your mic on. Okay. Anyway, so think about that. If you have a company, think about having an advance rather than a retreat. So my Chris today, my friend today, my guest today is Chris Pitino. He's an innovative disruptor, CEO, and visionary behind Powered by PMC. Really interesting when he's doing a platform that redefines the connection between homeowners and service providers and building owners too, commercial building owners, not just homeowners. With a commitment to enhancing marketplace efficiency, Chris is dedicated to creating streamlined solutions that empower clients and providers alike through technology and exceptional service. His work reflects a deep passion for transforming the property care industry with a focus on efficiency, sustainability, and community impact. And by the way, I'm going to mention, I asked if it was okay, Chris is 26 years old and he's doing some amazing things. He's up to a lot and there's a story behind that. So welcome, Chris, officially.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark. Thank you again. Thank you for having me.
And let's hear a little of your story, your background, and because it's very interesting how you got to where you are today.
No, yeah, I really appreciate that. I lived a very, very, very cookie cutter life, right? I went to high school. I went to college. I graduated from there. And shortly afterward, I got into the government and I got into the private sector. Lasted about a year, year and a half in each sector. And I felt really, really constrained, I felt like I couldn't creatively express myself. That being said,
whenever I hear that word constrained, I hear an entrepreneur.
I think I've really heard a lot of people with the same views right. End up being in the same space. But what's fascinating is that I kind of broke out of that, right? I had my 3 days on, 14 hours, and I from there I started working on this vision. And because of that, I really, really, really drove myself into the tech space because I knew that's what I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to create something that could ultimately give back. And it's funny because it's kind of one of those challenges I face right now. I'm constantly trying to better myself. I'm constantly trying to strive to do better. But I'm hit with a lot of resets, right? So, and it's because we're young, but that journey really led me to finding my
place. By the way, I'm not sure that is just because you're young, because I'm much older and it's still happening. Yeah, I mean, you know, part of being an entrepreneur is being flexible, nimble, you know, so you often have to reset. You know, you never know when a pandemic's going to come along.
I think more times than not, you're finding ways to reset, right?
Right.
And I think that's kind of what really drove me. And the baseline beneath all of that is I also never really saw myself in the contracting space, but I did see myself in the community space. Uh-huh. And I believe that this platform could address community needs that are foundationally necessary, such as like water, electric, things like that. Even the roads that we drive on, and we know in Pennsylvania they're peppered with potholes. Right. So addressing those needs, and I think that's...
Although I have to tell you, I've never seen as much improvement to the roads. You know, say what you want about our current president,
right?
But the infrastructure plan, all the roads around here are the best I've seen them in my lifetime. I have to tell you.
This is true. There was an ASCE report actually, and the rating went up from 2017. They do it every 4 years, the American Society of Civil Engineering. And while we did progress, I don't think we're progressing as quickly as we could.
Agreed.
And I think that's why when you enter company, right, you can do things a lot faster in a more innovative manner.
Free enterprise.
For sure.
Right?
1,000%.
So how did you get into the contracting business, and then briefly explain what it is you do? Because it's a pretty interesting model.
Yeah. So the way I got in is through a contracting group. I don't know, McKee Homes. Yeah, we ended up getting a contract with them, and I started power washing on my days off of while I was in the private sector with my other job, 3 days, 14 hours. Then I was power washing on my days off and just really racking my brain that entire time about how am I going to put this thing together? Mm. I don't know anything about coding. I don't know anything, but I have an idea and I want this.
Your vision was what? What that was?
At that point, the vision was to create a platform that can impact society. And I really think we nailed it, because the funding from that contract eventually led to me leaving that job. Mm-hmm. I left that other job. Now I was just power washing. I was cleaning these
homes. This is the power washing contract.
Yeah, right. Power washing, cleaning them, getting ready for settlement for the clients. And all right, this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing.
Right.
And then... at some point, I started coding with ChatGPT, if you're familiar.
Sure.
And I got about 2 buttons in 6 months, and I was pulling my hair out. I was frustrated, and I went on a forum, and I posted, please help me. I just need help. And I think what that taught me is that it really does take a village for something like this to even happen or conceptualize. So I met these 2 brothers there on the West Coast, and they were like, okay, I'm going to hear you out. We got together. We listened. We planned. We've been meeting every single week for the past, 8, 9 months, maybe 10. And because of that, they were able to pump out this amazing product. And I really just got
to. So are they contractors to you that you've worked with, or are they part of your company, or are they?
No, so they're just two individuals. They have their own company. Uh-huh. It's a development company, and they have their own developers. They have everything, and they really, really, really rallied behind this. Even their developers rallied behind this. Their name is Superior Digital Partners.
Developers, they're software developers. Right?
Software developers,
not real estate developers.
Right? Yeah, no. And because prior to getting any other contract, right, in the trade industry, we needed to have a product as well. Otherwise, I was just going to be dumping money into the vision, but it wasn't going to be able to produce as much as I needed it
right,
to.
Right.
And so they pumped out this amazing product, and on the back end, I built out a team with what was coming in from the rest of the McKee contract. So now we're a team of four. We have someone on sales. We have an account manager. We have a scheduling coordinator, and then me. And then what I mean there is, like, it really does take a village, because to handle accounts, to handle growth, to handle scheduling six different contractors for one property, it's a lot.
So explain that, because we haven't really explained that yet. What it is you're doing for property owners?
Right, right. So what we're doing is we're seamlessly connecting property owners to contractors. So whether you're a property owner, manager, even a renter could use the platform technically. What we do is you get on the application. You select the properties that you want serviced. You select all the services that you need. You set a time, a date, a budget. And what we do on the back end is we vet, make sure that they're insured, that they're licensed, and we build a relationship with them and connect you with 3 to 5 different contractors for each one of your services and get you 3 to 5 different price points. And then we're able to execute delivery of those services through the platform as well on your date and time. So things get handled when you need them to get handled.
So I first fully understood that this morning, that's right. What you do. You did it for property owners. I was thinking more commercial.
Right.
So I have a home that I've lived in for 25 years, my wife and I, and we are thinking about downsizing. We may or may not, but we have work to do before we do that. And we have certain parameters that we've set up, like we have to do it within a certain cost to make it worthwhile so we get our money back if we decide to sell. And this is like a dream to me. So we're going to talk afterwards, because managing all that, and particularly we have two homes. One is out of state down south where we'll be this winter. So how do you manage that? We could do this remotely. It's pretty cool. So,
And this
is a little plug for your company.
I appreciate that. And it's even in a use case scenario where, like, contract fraud is, like, on the rise. It's been a prevalent problem, especially within elderly communities.
Not right? Just fraud. How about contractors that show up, get half their money, and then
never show up again.
You hear that all the time.
Right. It constantly happens. And unfortunately, a lot of the people that I think are affected are elderly. bless you.
Tried to hide that.
I think that's just kind of what happens, and this is an avenue. So, like, a use case example would be, you could have your parents in Florida, you could have an account and be based in Pennsylvania and order those services knowing that they're going to have someone who's verified, who's vetted, who's insured, and who's licensed, you know?
Pretty amazing.
Thanks.
So listen, we've talked about this, and we talk about it with everybody. Being an entrepreneur isn't all a bed of roses. It's not a smooth ride all the time, right? So tell me about, before our break, what kind of challenges you've had.
Oh, man.
Where do you start?
You're right. I think the biggest challenge, and I'll be really, really honest, is the challenge I've had with myself. I was 400 pounds. That alone messes with your mindset, right? Mm-hmm. You're just, I don't feel like doing anything. I don't feel like getting up. But having lost all of that weight, having had injuries back to back, right? I think reframing, again, language, I think is so important. Instead of it being a setback, it's a reset. Now I wake up and I have to find new challenges every single time. So I think the biggest barrier has been myself, my mentality.
Well, you're one of the most honest people I've had on the show, because people talk about, oh, the markets, the recession, the pandemic, the, you know, getting good employees and all those things. But really, if your leadership, if you talk about leadership, there's always ways around those kind of things.
1,000%.
And it really depends how you're leading yourself and how you're leading your company to a certain extent. And I think that's a really good opportunity for us to take a break, because I've got a lot of follow-up questions to that.
Awesome.
Powered by PMC is here to change the way you care for your property. Tired of endless searching for reliable service providers? Powered by PMC connects you with trusted pros, supporting small businesses and building stronger communities. From home repairs to major renovations, every project gets the precision and care it deserves. Plus, with real-time updates and secure payments, managing your property has never been easier. This isn't just service, it's a movement. Join us in making a difference. Visit poweredbypmc.com to get started, or download on the Apple or Play Store today.
We are back on Founders Forum with our guest today, Chris Pitino of Powered by PMC, a platform that defines the connection between homeowners and service providers, which I think is a very valuable service these days. So, Chris, you were talking about challenges, and the challenge being yourself in most cases. But clearly, with what you've accomplished, you have strengths as well. What are the strengths you've used to overcome those challenges?
I think the biggest strength that I could have used, and that's been instilled in me by my family, grandparents specifically, has been perseverance, right? Resiliency, the ability to bounce back and not get set back, but get reset, right? So to be able to start again from where you're currently at. And I think that's so important. You need to be able to meet yourself where you're at and give yourself a little bit of grace. I'm still learning that because I mean, I'll get stressed. You know, I'm driving in. I want to make sure I'm on time. But I took a moment, 5 minutes, and I did like a breathing technique. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay, I really need to calm down because I'm gonna get there anyway, right? And the world changes in that instance. And it really is a perspective shift. That's really all it takes. And I think having the ability and the awareness to be able to shift my own perspective is the greatest strength any one person could have, you know?
By the way, I love that. So we were delayed. I should tell the audience, we were delayed in doing the show. We had my schedule changed a little bit. We had to push it back. But what a great time to do it. This is the day before Thanksgiving. To me, right after Thanksgiving is when I start to really get deep into my planning for next year. That's my reset.
Right.
So, and I do it several times throughout the year and whenever needed as an entrepreneur, but I have a formal time for resetting each year, you know, and one of the things I've thought about is, and I've always been a goal setter and a planner, but this is going to sound strange, but because I ask people about their future goals and vision all the time, but I'm less a believer in goal setting than I've ever been. What I am a believer in is something we were talking about this morning is, you know, having a vision and taking action steps one at a time. And you can blow through your goals by doing that instead of like having this goal and maybe just getting to 80% or 90% or even 100% of it. But maybe you're limiting yourself by doing that. So I'm resetting on what I think about goal setting as well. And that's part of my process, my year-end process. And I have in my calendar many hours set aside over the next month for that and into January. So that kind of come out running in terms of my personal goals, my business goals, et cetera. So I love the idea that we're talking about reset right now. And hopefully our listeners can pick up something on that because, you know, people talk about New Year's resolutions. I'm like kind of refocus on your vision and decide what actions you're going to take
right
towards that vision. And that's it.
1,000%. And again, it's all about today, right? It's all about starting today, meeting yourself at where you're at today, and then taking it from there. And much like you said, it's more a time game than anything, right? So it's not a matter of if, because if you're doing it every day, it's more of a matter of when right. You'll get there.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly. Chris, we're going to go forward. We always go forward on the show and right. Look forward. But before we do that, I want to go back one more second. You mentioned your family. And your family has been, we talked earlier in the before the show about, you know, they've been a huge influence on your journey. And why don't you talk about where that journey began and how that's influencing you today?
Yeah, so I was thinking about this. And I was thinking about it, like, is it directly from my parents? Is it my uncles? Is it my aunts? And I think the nail that I hit with the hammer was my grandfather, really uprooting himself from Mexico, from, you know, selling bulls, selling corn, selling whatever he had at his disposal and working together as a family unit, and then uprooting that entire life and coming over to the States to strive for a better one, right? They went to Arizona, they were in Texas, they were in Chicago, they ended up in Bristol. And
you mentioned to me he had to make, not to interrupt you, but I want to make sure we cover, he had a bold personal move to make in order to do that.
1,000%. Yeah, that. So his father initially did not even want him to get married to my grandmother. He, against all odds, said, no, this is my wife. This is what I'm doing. And because of that decision, everything else was just bold after that. You have to leave. You have to go to the States. You got to start
out on your own.
Right.
Pioneer.
And what he did is he persevered through every single step and potential setback, right? He reset, recalibrated, and just continued to try to do the best for what his family needed, right? And at the end, I benefited from that, right? I benefited from that because then he instilled those practices into his daughters, his sons, who instilled that into me. And now I really do take it as a duty to continue that journey.
Have you let him know this?
No. And I definitely should. It's
have him listen to this podcast.
Yeah, definitely. I'll share it with him.
You know, you really should, because I know he's still living, and you know, you should let him know that, and it'll reinforce the story within you as well, I think.
I think so too. I think some really interesting conversations could come from that as well. And I appreciate you for saying that, because I think it's something I should do.
And do you know if you have many cousins, I know. Mm-hmm. Do they appreciate that the way you do?
I think they do. I think, you know what, I think that's a very common theme that we all rally around. And I think that's why we're close.
That's your family story.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We know where we come from. And the fact that, like, it doesn't happen as much now, but, like, every Sunday when we get together, when we visit, I think it really resonates with us how strong that impact is. Like, it's not, you know, he didn't just wake up and try to get something done. He literally, like, uprooted his entire life, what he knew, like, the language he spoke, and he tried something new.
Listen, I told you what you should do. I don't like to do that, but but consider this.
Yeah.
You know, instead of doing it at his funeral eventually and everybody discussing, while he's alive, have a get-together and let everybody talk how they feel about that and what an inspiration he was.
I really like that idea. I really do. Thank you.
Like, have a lifetime sort of a testimonial kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So let's look forward. So your 10-year vision. So we're sitting here and it's 2034 prior to Thanksgiving. And, you know, what would have to happen as you look at your life, your business, and in any context you want to look at that, for you to feel that was a successful 10-year period in your journey?
So this is what drives me, right? It's the 10-year vision that drives me, because success doesn't happen overnight. But at that point, I want to have community impact, right? So if you're a school that has a gym that's deteriorating, I want to be able to donate a gym, right? If there is a pothole, a major pothole that's popping everyone's wheels, or for example, there is a bus stop right outside of my neighborhood that's just sitting on a piece of grass, like, you're in a wheelchair or it's wet, you're not accessing it, or you're not definitely not going to get on it. But, like, being able to impact the community at a level of foundational need, so that way the community in as a whole benefits and thrives together. I would love to see that in 10 years.
Since I've talked to you, we've had some nice conversations. That's been a constant theme. So I have no question you're going to do that. It's just a question of when.
Right.
So and what steps you take towards that between now and then. But because you think about it every day, I know you'll be doing that. We just have a couple of minutes left, Chris, and one of your questions you pick, which I love, not enough people pick this one. What's your favorite song?
So
we haven't talked about this. I'm anxious to hear what you say.
So literally any song by the 1975, short plug for them. But recently it's been I just had a change of heart by them. And I think it really encapsulates the entire conversation, right? Having a change of heart is like having a change of perspective. You really need to be able to see the topic in a new light.
I like that band and I don't know that song, so that will be on my playlist for today.
Awesome.
I'm going to be checking it out. I love hearing about new music I haven't heard, and I love the name of that one, so I'm sure I'm going to like it. One last question. What has your life's journey been like? And you've described it a little bit, but what's it been like for you in the minute and 10 seconds we have left?
You know, it's been a bumpy road, but it's a road that I absolutely love and adore. I wouldn't trade it for anything else. And in fact, I picked it. But the reason why I love it is because you get to pave it on your own.
Right. I love that. So you, in this 10-year vision you have, this is part of the question and it's part of the journey. What strengths are you bringing with you to in regard to the challenges? And I know reset is one. Anything else you can think of that's going to help you get there?
Perseverance, resiliency, transparency, and respect for every individual I meet along this journey.
And I would say just knowing your commitment, because you're committed to your vision, right? So, Chris, thanks so much for being here today. This is the end of our show today. Everybody who's listening live, please have a happy Thanksgiving. Be safe. Enjoy your family, friends. Have lots of love. And see you next week on Founders Forum.
We hope you enjoyed your time with Founders Forum and that you found value to take with you throughout your day. Join us again next week for another episode of Founders Forum on WXKB 103.9 HD2.